This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem.
That's awesome.
Hello again, I'm Casey Kasem.
Aww.
That's your dad.
It is. He's counting the top 40 down.
The top 40.
That top 40.
America's top 40. I'm Alan Gervie, and you're listening to Gervie's Law. I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, and today, as usual, I am here with my friends to manage your life and to manage our show. Kerry Kasem is here with me. And you just heard her father, Casey Kasem.
Yes. Oh, Art, thank you for playing that. That is awesome.
Kerry, he's playing it for a special reason.
He is. We are doing our top 40 guest show today.
That's right. For the last 5.5 years, Gervie's Law has been on the air. We've had hundreds and hundreds of guests. And we have this thing on our website, the Gervie's Law website. It's called Gervie's Law Top 40, and we have decided the top 40 guests throughout the years. We haven't updated it for probably a year and a half to 2 years, so it's time. It's high time.
Yes.
Are you ready to update this top 40 list?
I'm so ready to knock out a few of these people on this list. I can't even tell you.
Kerry just wants to knock people out. We have some new notable guests who may get into the top 40, and we can't do this ourselves. We have to have some guests to help us do it. Kerry and I, we have our opinions, but we really want to make sure that we do it right. So we have with us, first, I want to introduce Ben Mycelis, who has been a guest here on Gervie's Law, and he is in studio. Ben is with Garagos and Garagos, Mark Garagos' firm, and Ben has really made a name for himself. Most recently been involved with the Colin Kaepernick negotiations and the settlement with the NFL, represented Colin Kaepernick. He also is a victim's rights attorney, class action lawsuit with the Fire Festival. I said that right.
Fire Festival.
Fire, F-Y-R-E.
The fake one out on the island.
The fake festival
fake
on the island.
Festival.
Where not only did we sue him, but Billy McFarland, the person who founded it, is now in jail.
Yay.
Congratulations. Doing justice.
Justice.
Justice. And another class action lawsuit against CenturyLink, which was also justice.
Great justice with CenturyLink. They've exploited millions of consumers across the country, double charging them, triple charging them, and getting good results there.
So many companies doing that to people.
By the way, were you behind recently when Nike pulled the Betsy Ross running shoes? Was it Colin Kaepernick or was it you, Ben Mycelis? Who pulled it?
It was Colin Kaepernick. Not only do I support the decision to do it, the market clearly supports the decision too. I think since then, the market cap has gone up about $6 billion in value. So clearly Nike's going to be on the right side of history.
Very good. And you, of course, are general counsel for the Big Three Basketball League. That started, what, last month?
Yeah, we're in our fifth weekend. It's going great. We're on CBS. This year, Saturdays and Sundays, we've doubled the teams, doubled the amount of games. It's, you know, hard, raw, professional basketball with some legends. Got some great people
legends.
This year, yeah.
Great players. So that's something to watch out for. We can't spend much time talking about this because we got guests that we have
so
to go
many.
Over. Melissa Lefkowitz, welcome back to Gervie's
Thank
Law.
Thank you.
Melissa
Thank you for
is,
having me.
Criminal defense attorney for Chester and Lefkowitz. And
you'd never know it just looking at her.
Yeah.
She looks more like an actress or a model or something.
Thank you.
Well, it's true. You're beautiful.
Oh, and she has been. It wasn't an actress when you were on Reasonable Doubt. That's Investigation Discovery's Reasonable Doubt. Were you acting or was it real?
Oh, that was all real. We We were exploring real cases. These were real homicide cases, and I was doing this with a real homicide detective.
He was cool. He was on the show too.
Really cool.
Really
right?
cool guy.
Great guy.
Chris Anderson.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, and of course you make commentary, CNN, local news, all kinds of media outlets on a number of different issues, criminal issues mostly. Ben, let me ask you, Reasonable Doubt, does that name sound familiar to you?
Reasonable Doubt does. That is Mark and Adam Carolla's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mark Garagos and Adam Carolla. How do they do that? Maybe we need an attorney here to figure out, because Investigation Discovery has the Reasonable Doubt show, which Melissa was on, and Mark
Garagos.
Well,
how old is yours?
Older than yours, and we've got the rights to it.
But yeah?
As a civil litigator, if you want me to start looking into it, you're not going to like what I'm going to find.
Oh, man.
No.
And guys, whoever's listening to this, you just heard Ben's resume, and as impressive as it is, I'm sitting next to him, and he doesn't look a day over 25.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
And what he's most noted for is his rapping, because he grew up with P. Diddy, and he can rap just like P. Diddy. We'll do it coming out of the first break. We'll get you to do some rapping. It's pretty incredible for a white guy.
There's some good white rappers now, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice.
Yes, exactly.
When I say Vanilla Ice, that throws us back. But speaking of someone who can really help out here, we've got Melissa saying how young Ben is. Another young-looking attorney, one of the top attorneys, women attorneys, I'd say number two most famous woman attorney behind Gloria Allred, who was on our show last week, and loves that. Anne Bremner, yeah. who we have on the phone. She's been on a show quite a few times. She is a commentator on a lot of media outlets. Most recently, I think you were on MSNBC on the Jeffrey mm-hmm. Epstein case, weren't you, Anne?
I was.
Yeah, that was a really great, and people commented on it. You really made some insightful commentary. Amanda Knox, Anne is known for championing Amanda Knox. Is there the book Amanda Knox and Justice in the Age of Judgment? When is that coming out?
I think it's going to come out in November. They just had a release through Simon & Schuster, so we're going to cover not just Amanda Knox, but some other cases that I've handled and cases that I've covered. So it's exciting.
Yeah, there's so many cases that you have handled as a prosecutor and as a victim's rights attorney as well. And you know a lot of the people we're going to talk about. Anne is in the top 40, so hopefully she will. Hopefully the youngsters.
She's going to stay in the top 40.
Melissa, Ben, please don't knock Anne out of the top 40.
How do we get into this top 40? I mean, what are we talking about here? What do I have to do to get
you
on
have,
this?
Alan has to really like you. That's how you get
it. No, it's a good question,
Ouch.
Melissa.
Yeah.
So quickly. Let's go over some criteria so we know what we're dealing with. Of course, the top 40 was created by Carrie's father, Casey Kasem. And on Gervie's Law, we have the guests that we will be counting down. The criteria, I guess, is, well, it's varied. There's a number of different issues we look at. Carrie and I are looking at each other. We want to know what the guest's accomplishments are. Obviously, we want to look at the body of work, whether they're a lawyer or otherwise, because we have lawyers and other people on entertainers, politicians, athletes, actors, directors. We want to look at the body of their work. We want to know how well-known they are, how famous, if you will, what they've done that people would know them for. And if some of these people were going to say their name and it's going to be silent, well, they may not make it in the top 40 or stay in the top 40.
But it's also, did they make an impression on us?
Yes.
Were they a great guest? Did they tell good stories? Like, there's one, you know, that, like, what, LeVar Ball, he came on and he said some pretty wacky stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, this is the best interview he's ever had. Alan put him in.
Yeah, as soon as he said to me, he said, Gervie, you and me, we're going to go far. This is a great interview. We're going to look back on this in years.
Yeah. He had you at Gervie.
And unfortunately, though, in the Me Too generation, we're not sure if LeVar will stay in the top 40 because when he was doing the ESPN, and Ben is looking at me, you know what I'm talking about, when he was doing the ESPN interview, and he said, I forget her name, the woman who does the show with Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman, said, I want to switch gears here. And LeVar said, you can switch gears with me anytime. So that did not go over big.
No.
He didn't say that on our show, but he's still in the top 40. We'll see if he stays in there. Carrie made a good point when she talked about, you know, how they were on the show, how engaging, how personable, if we liked them, if we didn't. So those are things that I guess Ben, Melissa, and Anne won't be able to comment on. But we will. I think you guys, when you're commenting on these people, you can think about how you know them, what you think of them, and how the public perceives them.
And I have a new number one. Cause so when we get there, I mean, how do we change the numbers here? Because I have my number one.
Okay, well, we're going to do it. Before we go to the break, we have 2 minutes before the break, but I've got to ask Anne really quickly because this is something more up her alley. She knows these people. The top five, we have Efflin.
You're going to give it away already?
Well, I want to switch the order. I want to find out if it's the proper order. We're not going to count down from 40. We're counting down from 40?
I thought that's what we were doing. Because well, then we're going to tell everybody the top five, and then people want to hear that.
All right. You got it. All right. We're not number 40. Number 40 is Alan Gura. Alan Gura. Who said you love him? Who
Me.
Said that?
Love him.
And do you know who Alan Gura is?
All I know is he's a gun rights activist.
Yay.
Yeah, that's
the,
it.
Yay. That's it.
The Heller case.
He's staying.
Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, but I don't know him.
I don't know Alan Gura. The Heller case was a landmark case that has really impacted the gun rights platform. I think Alan Gura is going to be a close call. Let's say close call.
Okay. Melissa?
I'm all for Alan Gura. I say let's keep him. We need strong people like him on this list. He's amazing.
All right. I want him out. No question. I have other people.
Oh, see this left side comes out in you.
One case wonder. Actually, the McDonald case in Chicago was subsequent to the Heller case. I just don't think he needs to be in the top 40.
But there's so many that don't need. There's so many.
And Alan.
Yes.
Well, three against one.
I got two
three
votes.
Three against two.
Okay, we're going to have to. Well, so Alan Gura may be out. The next one, and we're going to take a break, but Anne, you're going to be, I don't know, it's John Henry Brown. So we'll talk about John Henry Brown, and we'll get Anne's take on it, her former ex-husband. So we'll see what she says. This is going to be fun. We got a lot more to count down. We got to get through 40. You're listening to Gurvy's Law, the top 40. Ben, can you take us out?
You ready?
I'm ready.
We got the Gurvy top 40. Who's going to stay? Who's gonna go? Let's cut them like a casserole. Alan Carey, it's your show.
Oh, oh. So good.
Beautiful.
Awesome, that's awesome. So good. All right, we'll be right back.
To Gurvy's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
It's the final countdown.
Yes, it is.
Gurvy's Law going through the top 40 guests of all time. And we have with us Ben Mycelis, Melissa Lefkowitz. We have Ann Bremner on the phone from Seattle. Right, Ann?
That's right. I'm here.
You're there in Seattle and Carrie in studio with me, Alan Gurvy, and we've got to get through this. So we started at number 40, Alan Gura. We voted on whether he's in or out. We will move on. Just so those of you who are just joining us, it was a split decision on Gura, the guns rights attorney. John Henry Brown, quickly, and advocate for John Henry.
Right, and I won't have a lot to say on the next few, so let me just say this about John. He defended Ted Bundy. He's got a book out called Defending the Devil. He had Robert Bales' Afghanistan case and the Barefoot Bandit. He's a great trial lawyer. He's very Shakespearean and in court. He's about 6'6", and he's always described as swashbuckling. I was on with him on his show, had a wonderful time, and I would advocate to keep him.
Okay.
And I think one of the reasons to keep him, the fact that he's represented so many important cases in so many recordings, but with Ted Bundy, that was really a case of all cases.
And he was a good guest. And I think you remember this. He said that Ted told him that they were a lot alike.
Exactly. And you know what?
It was creepy.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's creepy.
Okay. Ben, after hearing Anne talk about her ex-husband and they're very good friends and they were on the show together, what do you say? Keep him on or out?
Based on that, I'm going to have to keep him on. Going into break, I was torn, but I'm persuaded.
I don't know. I'm not there yet. Breaking up with Anne in any capacity. I don't care who did it. I mean, you're just seems stupid.
Honestly, yeah. If you know, it just doesn't seem that smart. Not very smart, right? Right?
I mean, how smart can he be, Ted Bundy or not? Let's go, Van.
I know.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, maybe she let go of him.
I vote him off the island.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
Can we put a question mark? So we have two question marks. Alan Gura and John Henry Brown. So let's say we keep one, then we revote on those.
All right.
Yeah?
Well, we'll see. We won't have time to revote, but we're going to see.
We can do it.
Ed Alonzo. Now, a lot of people won't have much to say about Ed Alonzo. He's my close personal friend, was on Saved by the Bell and has been a comedy magician. He's opened for Britney Spears, and he was doing the Michael Jackson show when Michael Jackson unfortunately passed away. Yeah. He was going to have his big break with Michael Jackson. He hugged him the night before Michael Jackson died. I don't know if any of you have any opinions.
Yeah, I like it. I think he's good. He's a good comedian. I've done, you know, charity stuff with him. He's great. But in saying that, with the fact that this is a law show and all the mighty, powerful people who are lawyers, I say right now we take him off until he comes back and then we can judge him again.
Well, I don't know about that, but Melissa,
I tend to agree. I tend to agree, but I will say this. I do love comedy and I do love magic.
Yeah, okay? Me too. Magic's one of my favorites.
Right? So comedy and magic, I don't know. I get. You know what? Let's vote him off.
Okay. One of the things that I didn't let you know about is that I do have a couple of chips here, which are mandatory. They stay on the list.
No,
I'm not telling you whether I'm going to use my two chips, one for Ed or not.
Okay.
But we'll leave them as a question mark.
Okay, question mark. Okay.
Bernie Nichols. Bernie Nichols was on the LA Kings. He came on the show to talk about head injuries, concussions. He suffered from concussions. Really good guy. A little dry on the air, but I'm going to vote Bernie off, even though I'm a huge hockey fan. Ben?
Yeah.
Based on that, Bernie's got to go. I mean, was he rapping it?
He was not rapping.
Yeah, see you later, Bernie.
So, Anne.
Bye, Bernie.
Bye, Bernie. And then Anne.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out. Okay, good. He's out. I'm crossed. Finally, we have one decision. Okay, he is crossed out. I just crossed out.
I don't feel bad for a moment on that one. Okay. See you, Bernie.
Brad Sherman, congressman. Anne, have you heard of Brad Sherman?
No.
Okay, because he's low. He's California. He's
I'll tell you why I love
congressman.
Him. I'll tell you why I love him, okay?
Democrat.
He's a Democrat. I'm an independent. And I go, you know, both ways, my friends, in the politics. So let me say that and be clear about that. So Brad Sherman fights for animal rights like no other human being in the world. He has passed more rights, like animal rights. He was part of like how WeHo went for free, how like the city. He's a massive animal rights activist, and he gave me a comb.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice
like
he gave you a
hair comb.
Yeah, he gave me a hair comb. It says I'm not
Vote
kidding
for
you.
Brad.
It says just Brad Sherman, congressman.
And speaking of animal rights and animals, you are a big animal person. How is your kitty Jim doing?
Oh, Jim.
Oh, thanks for asking. He's doing better. He's not walking very well, but I really wanted to thank you for having Jim in my picture in the top 40.
Oh.
Yeah. Top 40, but thank you.
Precious.
We love Jim, and I know that he had some challenges recently, but he's back home. With
kitty.
You.
He's back home, so I'm voting for the kitty guy, and thanks for including Jim.
Yeah, Jim would love Brad Sherman. Okay, so can we just put a question mark?
No, I'm going to ask Melissa.
You know, I've never been a huge fan of Brad Sherman.
Okay.
I just haven't, okay? But I love the animal side to him. I've got two animals, love them, you know.
I don't know if that's
still
enough
voting
to keep
him
on.
I'm not there with it. You
Ben,
know?
You're from New York. Do you care about California politics?
Do you care about the animals, Ben?
I mean, I've lived in California now for about a decade, so I do care about California politics. I care about animals, and I just want to read a Brad Sherman tweet as of a few hours ago. The president's racist and xenophobic rhetoric has no place in our country. He must resign.
Okay, let's vote him off.
Bye, Brad.
Anybody who goes, honestly, like, come on. I'm sorry. He actually was on the show and he made sense. He talked about Trump in a way that wasn't degrading and wasn't horrible. And he disagreed with him in a lot, but I actually liked the way that he seemed to put things in a rational.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a good speaker. Yeah. And he gets on stage at AIPAC and he speaks for what's right and what's good and for everything. And you know, he does the work, but
okay, we
got to
move on.
Here.
Brad Sherman is the only congressman or congressperson on the list. He has a question mark. So we may be going forward without a congressperson after this, but he's a question mark.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next one. I have to ask Ann because I am sure that Ben and Melissa have never heard of Cass Sunstein. Ann, you know Cass Sunstein or do you know of him?
No.
You don't?
I know of Cass Sunstein, yeah.
Okay. So he's very well known in the academic circles, one of the top footnoted persons in a lot of legal writing, Harvard Law School law professor. I just think that people may not know of him enough to keep him on this list. Ann, what do you think?
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's a little, I mean, it's just, you know, footnotes, annotated, all that kind of thing. This is a great list, and I think there's a lot of chutzpah on the list. There's a lot of gravitas, and he's got that, but maybe lacking in some of the other qualities that we're looking for.
And does everyone know who his wife is?
No. Who's his wife?
She may get on the list. She hasn't been on the show. Melissa Power.
Why do I know her? The name. Sounds
great
so
name,
familiar.
Though.
Yeah, great
no one
name.
Knows. Ann?
I know of her. Again, I don't know her.
Reminds me of that lady.
Explain to the youngsters here in the room.
That's not the lady with the blonde hair that screams at everybody and
no.
It's like, okay.
No, no, no.
No, which was who? Ellen, who is she?
She, of course, Melissa Power, was the representative to the United Nations for the United States.
Oh. Samantha Power.
Samantha, what did I say?
Melissa. I said, you're looking at Melissa saying Melissa Power.
I'm looking at Melissa. Samantha. Did I say Melissa?
That's why I said great name.
Okay, Samantha Power. Everyone should know Samantha. Melissa Power, no one knew.
Okay, so nobody knows these people, even though they might be fantastic.
Ben, you know Samantha Power?
I know it in the sense that I'm Googling it right now and
so
completely refresh my recollection.
But I'm on my phone.
Yeah, you can't do that. Ann is at a disadvantage. Samantha Power is not on the list, and Cass Sunstein, apparently her husband.
Oh, she's
will
a
not,
diplomat who
she
served
is a
the 28th United States ambassador to the United Nations.
That's what I said.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty cool.
Pretty
cool.
Milana.
So are we taking him off?
He's gone.
Okay.
Milana Weintraub. She was on the show. I think she actually co-hosted the show with me many years ago.
Really?
She's the AT&T person who does all the AT&T commercials. And she did some special work. She went what was it that she did? She'd made a film, a documentary.
I don't
very
know this
interesting.
If she filled in for me, I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there.
Yeah.
I have a great picture of me with her. She's giving the peace sign. Ben, do you know the AT&T commercials?
I'm looking it up,
not
and
really.
I do know the AT&T commercials, you know, now that I'm seeing it. But how was she as a co-host?
She was okay. She got a little offended when I asked her some tough questions. Because,
like what?
I'm trying to remember. I just know that we talked about certain things that she felt were out of bounds. So she got really quiet. She was great at the beginning. And then when I asked her about the tough questions about the documentary that she was making, she got a little bit quiet. So
she's got to go.
Yeah. Goodbye.
She's
bye-bye.
Gone.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Milana.
And not only
right.
that,
bye.
But she can never co-host again.
That's right. I don't think she's ever coming back.
After this show, she bye-bye. Will never co-host.
I don't want her anywhere near this studio. Okay?
wait till see that. Wait a second. Ben, see
this is more than the top 40 right now. Okay?
Right.
We are
right.
banishing people from life.
That's it.
And from just generally the entertainment industry today.
Look at the look
I'm
at
I'm gonna sue her.
Look at
I might just sue her after this. I'm in a class action. Billy McFarland is
she's
in jail. Milana Weintraub. I don't you did an
she's an immigrant. She came here at 13 and she was fleeing her country. Look at the documentary that she made and you may change your opinion. We have 1 minute before the break. Mitch and Jeff Schwartz, number 33, NFL player.
Out. Exactly, out. Thank you, Ann. That was easy.
They wrote a book called Growing Up Schwartz. They talked about cooking and
okay.
and their family
Do
life.
Do need we say more?
Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
Put they're, the fork in.
Yeah,
they're
done.
Out?
Yep.
Any NFL fans here? Okay.
Okay,
I guess
done.
They're out.
Crossing them out. All right. Have so many good ones on the new list.
Yeah, we have a lot to cover. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Everyone's looking up Milana Weintraub, V-A-Y-N-T-R-U-B, to see the documentary and to see what her cause is. And after the break, when we come back, I think perhaps you may want to keep her when you read about the good work she's doing around the world. Ben, take us out.
Milana, I will see you in court.
I want to hear her.
You're going to wrap this out. The same one, yeah.
Do we have Ice Ice Baby, or should I just do that one. All right, now stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new edition. Something. Grab a hold of you tightly. Bum, 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 bum. Daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights.
And I'll go
to the extreme. I better light like a candle. Milana Weintraub, you're arrested and I'm suing you.
All right, we're out of here. Be back after the
break. Sorry, Milana.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Is that a countdown?
That's hilarious. Did they even say Gervie's Law?
I don't know.
I heard nothing. I'll do it. Welcome back to Gervie's Law with your host, Alan Gervie.
Thank you. Okay, we're running down the top 40 guests of all time on Gervie's Law. We are at number 32. We have with us Ben Mycelis and Bremner and Melissa Lefkowitz. And we are really moving now. We started out a little slow, but we are getting somewhere. We're at Phyllis Fry, municipal judge and attorney, Fry, Benavides, and O'Neill. Ben, who is she?
I love her.
Did Phyllis Fry start the Fry Festival? I think that's what they were naming it after, Phyllis Fry, the great municipal judge.
Okay, Melissa, why do you love her?
I love her. She's the first transgender open.
Oh, yes.
You know, openly transgender judge. Okay. She's out there. She's open about who she is. She owns it. She's strong like everybody in this room.
Isn't she in Texas? Love her.
I think she's in Texas.
Yeah. I remember her.
She was on the show with the attorney for the bakery, the Colorado Cake Shop bakery case.
Oh, yeah.
The one who she argued at the Supreme Court, and they kind of got into it a little bit. It was really interesting radio. Phyllis Fry made some excellent points, and I think it really kind of, and I forget her name, I wish I could remember it, but she was a little upset because she was talking about the case, the cake shop case, and Phyllis Fry talked about how unfair she felt some of the treatment for gays, lesbians, transgenders were.
We should keep her.
We should keep her. I just don't know if she has the name that we need in the top 40.
She was good. It's just there's some of these other people have been on multiple times, and they're such great guests. It's not the fact that she's not great, but I think we should put a question mark by her.
Yeah, I think we'll do a question mark.
Okay.
She has a lot of reason to be on the top 40, but then, you know, there's some reasons that we might want to put someone else in her place. Crispin Glover.
Love him. He's off.
What? He was one of the first guests on the show.
He was great. I have a picture with him. He's still cute.
Okay.
I really like him, and I hope we have him back, but there's no point.
What was interesting about him is he talked about this lawsuit from like 20 years ago. It was from the, what's the Michael J. Fox movie?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
So he didn't, in the subsequent movie, he didn't play his role, and they had someone look like him. They made everything to be like him, so he felt that they were duping people to think that Crispin Glover was in the sequel, and he wasn't, and he hasn't been able to give up on that. He just keeps talking and talking about it 30 years later.
So two questions. Number one, why do you love him but no? And number two, did he smell your hair?
He didn't smell my hair, I don't think. We did take a picture, so it was close. He could have whiffed, and I wouldn't have known. But I just say that he's great, but it's been so long, and there's these other guests that we've had that I think are more current, and look, if we have him on again.
Moving on.
I'm with you.
Okay, so are we crossing him off?
Well, we'll see. He may be.
We should vote.
Okay, question. Ben, in or out?
Out.
Melissa?
Nope, out.
Carrie?
Out.
Ann?
Out.
Bye. Okay, and bye, I am bye. Going to be the lone wolf, and I'm going to say in, but I'm not going to use my chip.
Hey,
Larry Elder, goodbye. Larry Elder, who used to be on this station, KBC, had his own show. He's now on The Answer. He was on the show right wing. He wouldn't say right wing. He's a libertarian, I guess. He has a lot of strong opinions.
Yeah, he asked me out. I'm keeping him.
He didn't ask me out, so I'm offended and saying bye.
I don't know if you should say he asked you out. He has a.
That wasn't his exact words.
But last I spoke
you want to know
him,
his exact
he
words?
Has a beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah, no, this was years ago.
We're not blowing up his spot here, Alan. We're just talking.
Years ago. This is not when he had a girlfriend.
All right, Larry Elder, in or out?
Out.
In.
You know, Larry's got quite the presence right now on social media, mm-hmm. too. He's really adapted to the current times, and so I think he definitely stays in.
And
he's a really influential voice.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. And you agree?
I do.
Even though you may not agree with everything he says, maybe with certain things, I agree. I think he should stay in. He is outspoken, and he has a big social media, and thanks for Ben, the 34-year-old, to point that out to us.
There we go.
Which, by the way, I think should be a major criteria in who gets added to the list is who's got the most likes on Instagram.
True. It's true.
I mean, yeah.
He's already advocating
Very
for
smart.
Himself in the top 40.
Okay.
Chris Darden.
He was kind of like, go ahead, Ann. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, I know him just by just corresponding with him and things, but I really, really admire him.
Yeah. Me too.
I really like him. I didn't think he gave enough on the show, to be honest with you.
I liked it. You know, the only thing he almost said for the first time in the history that he had an affair with Marcia Clark during the OJ trial.
I don't think so.
He didn't say it. His kids were here. He was here with his wife
That's
and
true.
His kids.
It's true.
And I tried to push him
he
on it.
He didn't give enough. That's why the only reason
he wasn't gonna say that.
He was a very, I admire him. I like him. I appreciate what he's done. I just felt
like
he didn't give enough on the show.
I'm voting in.
In.
Yeah. I vote in, and his daughter was a law clerk for me for four years.
Awesome.
Really?
Tiffany Darden was a law clerk, and she was one of the best law clerks I've ever had. She's going to be someone who's going to take over the world.
Awesome. Maybe I should vote
enough.
In, just in case
he's
listening.
Ann, what do you think? In?
I say in, and maybe next time he comes on, he can bring his daughter.
That'd be great. She may break into the top 40.
Okay, he's
She'll
in.
Kick number 40 out. Ben myself will get kicked out by his law clerk. Patty Glaser, and you probably have a couple of opinions on Patty.
I don't really. I'm going to pass on this. That was my two favorite words in law school. I pass.
Ooh, that's telling.
Surprised.
That's telling.
Patty Glaser's very, you know Patty?
I know Patty well. I've been against Patty. You know, I've been on Patty's side. Glaser Wheel is one of the, you know, largest entertainment firms in the country. She's got like 300 lawyers who works for her. A real powerhouse out here. Shapiro from the OJ trial is like the sixth name partner in the name.
Yeah, Robert Shapiro. And by the way,
he's on the list.
He's on a candidate to bring him in. He's not on the list, but
he's going
to
be.
He
it's
will
here.
Be.
He oh, he's great.
It's on the
yeah,
list.
And his foundation is having their, as we talked about before, they're having their Brent Shapiro Foundation.
Brent Shapiro.
I want to go this year.
Yeah, well, I'll arrange
year.
It. I'll make it happen for you.
He was awesome.
All right, so Patty Glaser's a tough one because she's very powerful in this city and in the entertainment industry. Dove Charney, someone who is on the list, number 10, American Apparel guy, now he opened up Los Angeles Apparel, sued Patty Glaser, who was his client for attorney fees. So there's a little bit of discourse from number 10 to 28. Patty Glaser, in or out?
We got to keep her. Are you kidding me? It's Patty Glaser.
Yeah, you keep her. And look. When you do high-profile cases the way Patty does high-profile cases, you're always going to get BS people coming at you like that. And so that's part of the job.
All right.
Agreed.
Melissa, you're on board?
I'm on board.
Anson Williams, Potsy from Happy Days, been on a couple times. Nicest guy in the world.
So sweet.
When you talk about a really nice guy, he's been in studio a couple times and just a really down-to-earth great guy.
Like him a lot. And we could put a question mark by him. He's not as powerful as some of these other people that we have as lawyers and being a law show, but he is an awesome guy. Totally liked him a lot.
I agree.
So do we put a little question mark?
Did Anne, did you used to watch him?
Yeah. I'll give him a question mark, too.
Okay, question mark.
Okay.
Lee Steinberg. Now, Lee Steinberg is the original super agent. He started, I think, with Steve Bartkowski when he went to Anne's alma mater. Anne, tell us.
Stanford?
Yes. You remember Lee Steinberg?
No, not from Stanford. I sure know the name.
Yeah. So when he was on the show, unfortunately, he got lost in the studio. We're not sure if he's actually found his way out of the studio. We were searching and searching all over. But he has kind of had, slowed down in his relevance. He was really important when you talk about the movie with Tom Cruise. What was that movie called?
What, Born on the 4th of July?
Oh, The Agent, Sports Agent.
Oh,
Mission Impossible.
No. The best film ever.
Show me the money.
Yes.
Show me the money.
Thank you. Jerry Maguire,
Lee Steinberg was, that was the takeoff
Show
of Lee Steinberg.
Show me the money.
Quick right. Vote. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Yeah, nay.
Nay. Anne says nay, too.
I'm going to say yes, but I was outvoted.
Okay, he's off.
So Shmuley, how many minutes do we have? We're running out of time. Shmuley Boteach. Rabbi to the stars. He was Michael Jackson's rabbi. He spoke to us from Israel. He had a lot to say about a lot of subjects. Melissa.
You know, I think it's always great to have,
Some clergy on the top 40,
you know, giving some moral high ground, throwing down some Bible. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him on.
Yeah, no, you can't mix church and state on this show. Yeah, that's... Shmuley's got to go.
What do you think, Carrie?
I actually liked him, and I watch him on TV giving an opinion. Not that I agree with most of it, but I like the fact that we have somebody who has that opinion. So,
all right, and last word.
I'm in. He's in.
Okay, yeah. We got to take another break. We only have one segment. We got so much to cover. It's going to be tough. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. This has been so much fun. We have one more segment in case you are...
Casey Kasem. Daddy.
Top 40. Yeah. Welcome to our weekly countdown of the 40 most popular songs in the USA.
Aww. First off, I want to... It's really nice to hear him.
That's your dad.
It is my dad.
And I was speaking, and the great legend Casey Kasem spoke, and I just quieted down.
You did. He was talking about the top 40. We're doing the top 40. A little bit different.
We have Ben Mycelis with us, Anne Bremner, Melissa Lefkowitz, and how come I can't say your name very
well? Lefkowitz.
Lefkowitz.
Yeah.
Lefkowitz. Well, not hard.
It's okay.
I'm making it very interesting. Lefkowitz.
Well, you're saying it as it's spelled, which works for me.
Yeah, Lefkowitz.
So those of you looking me up, it is spelled Lefkowitz.
But it's Lefkowitz.
It's Lefkowitz. You pronounce it Lefkowitz.
That's so cool how we did that. We got everyone to look you up. Now everyone's Googling.
Good job. Lewkowitz. Good job.
And to see how beautiful you are.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you.
She's blushing.
I'm compelling.
Okay.
My heart's compelling.
So we got to get through the rest. And I want everyone, we're getting all these calls here. Everyone's excited to find out who's going to be number one. And we have some new people. I'm going to tease at the end because we're going to do a part two of this. We're going to get through the top 40 and then we're going to put in new guests in the top 40 to replace the ones who we have thrown out unceremoniously. We're at 23. Scott Turow, did we do Scott Turow?
We were at Misha Barton and we all threw her out during the...
Okay, are you writing this down?
I did. I wrote it down. We threw her out during the break.
Okay. Misha Barton, the actress, has just been thrown out. She came on with Lisa Bloom and...
there we go.
She talked.
Also thrown out.
Yeah. No, Lisa.
Yeah, she
not
has
being
to be.
Thrown out.
No.
Scott
Turow. Is that
Turow.
One of your saves?
Scott Turow.
Okay.
In.
In.
Ben.
In.
In. Out. For
I'm gonna,
sure.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go out.
No, he's in.
Do you know who
he's
Scott
like
Turow?
The ultimate.
Yeah. You, if
ultimate
you,
in.
If you know who Scott Turow is, you wouldn't vote him out.
He's looking him up right now.
Yeah. I mean, if you like read any legal book, he's the ultimate guy.
That's right.
Well, John Grisham is probably the ultimate. Scott Turow's a cheap man. John Grisham.
I'm sure he'd love being called
that. I'm sure he'd love to hear that.
Jinx.
All right. I'm going to have to pick up a Scott Turow book before the next. Yeah. I'll review it for you.
He's great. He is great. He was a great interview, too. I really liked him. Laura Wasser.
We love her. Everybody needs a divorce lawyer.
Yeah, you have to keep her.
She's great.
Yeah.
Have to.
And her website is
love the bag, love the shoes, love the law, love it.
Easy.com. It's over easy.
It's over easy.
Okay, 21. Corey Feldman. I say in.
Nope.
Out.
Out.
I mean, he's a friend of mine, and I you know, care for him, but no, not for the show.
But it's just so much fun having him in the top 40.
It is. He's very fun to have on.
Anne Bremner. That's a tough one.
Love her.
Yes.
Ben Mycelis, what do you think?
Anne stays for sure.
Stays.
No. Anne stays.
She's all in.
All in for sure.
Anne, you made it. I'm not going to ask. We're going to have to skip over the next one because.
We have to.
No.
Look
because
at him. He's like,
we can't. I'm saying she's in. Lisa Bloom's in. But.
Are you using a chip for her to save her? Because everybody here voted her out.
No, Ben?
Definitely voting Lisa Bloom out.
No, I love Lisa Bloom.
Out.
Yes.
Out.
And?
So it's three against two, but you can use your
Lisa
chip
Bloom
and save
wonderful.
Her.
Wonderful.
Wait, what?
Okay, we got to move on. By the way,
we need to devote an entire show to whether or not Lisa stays because we can do this for 30 minutes.
Yeah, we can talk off air about
Lisa
that
Bloom
statement.
Lisa Bloom is in. I'm using my chip.
Okay, fine.
Barry Mann. That is from, they were great. From the musical Beautiful.
Yeah.
He's the original.
Carol King. Yeah.
Agent.
They were awesome.
And his wife.
Yep. That I had to listen to that show. I think I was here or either on the phone. I can't remember that.
Okay.
I like them.
In or out?
You know, they required a media lookup for me, so I'm out.
Okay.
Oh, I'm out.
Out for me, you know, and as we approach the next one that we're doing, I'm building categories of why people are going to be out. You got to be a lawyer. I mean, you're out.
Okay.
You're out.
I'll agree.
See,
the next one's
not even fair, though.
Scratching them out.
You know, because
Mark
we're sitting next
Garagos,
to...
Garagos, number 17.
Yeah.
Ben Mycelis of Garagos and Garagos. What do you say?
I'm going to say Garagos absolutely in. I mean, just think about all of the high-profile cases.
I'll tell you why I want him out. I'll tell you why. He did a show with Piper Perabo, and he didn't finish it. So I didn't know if those two got together, and I was waiting for the second season, and they canceled it, and I'm very upset.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault it was canceled. I really liked it.
Here's a reason, Ben, that you have to think about before the next show. Every time you've had to do a deposition, it's because Mark Garagos has said, I'm not doing it. He sends you on it. Or if you've got to go up north to do a speech in front of all the justices and the judges, he's supposed to do the speech, you do it. So I'm just getting to think maybe if we take him out, who might replace him? Who
There's
might be number
be
17?
Yeah.
Number 17 sounds awfully good. I mean, Ann, you're number 20.
You know, I got to tell you, Laura Wasser was so pissed. She went over this and she said, I can't believe I'm at 22.
Yeah, we got to move her up.
And she was like, I got to be higher than 22. She said, what do I have to do to get over 22? So we're going to talk to Laura about how she can do.
She can give me the pants she was wearing.
Garagos is in.
They were gorgeous.
The next one, I'm going to move quickly on Christiane.
Yes.
Amanpour was amazing. It was one of my favorite interviews.
Okay.
I loved it. If you get a chance on the podcast, go to Gervie's Law and find Christiane Amanpour. It was an incredible, incredible interview. She did it from London. So she's in. I'm not even going to ask my
We got to rearrange her because she's not 16 anymore. But
what is she?
She's going to be a little lower.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
LeVar Ball, he may be a little lower.
Yeah.
But he had a great interview, as Carrie alluded to.
Yes.
I'm keeping him. He may be lower. Erin Brockovich, she was excellent on the show.
I really liked her.
Do you know who she is, Melissa?
Of course. Of course.
Ben.
Who hasn't seen that movie?
Of course I know Erin Brockovich. Great movie. You know, great cause. So
great activist.
Great activist. Yeah, no.
You know?
Gotta keep her.
Who doesn't love Erin?
I met her, of course, but I would keep her in. I mean, she's a real luminary.
Yeah. Dick DeGaren.
Oh, love him.
Tell us why real quick.
No, he's the ultimate trial lawyer. Texas, Branch Davidians, like we talked about before, David Koresh. He did the Bobby Durst case, and that murder case was a guy was completely guilty. his Durst's own jaw dropped when he was acquitted. I mean, I know DeGaron personally. He's a prince of a guy, and I bet he was a great interview. He's got so much experience.
Yes.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
He was, he's been on a couple times, and both times he was really great. Erwin Chemerinsky.
He's staying. Dick DeGaron's staying. Okay.
Erwin, we got to go quick. Okay. Erwin, in.
In.
My favorite.
In.
My favorite. Yeah. On this list.
He's in. That's easy.
Robert
Except for you,
Kennedy Jr.
Absolutely. I love this man and what he stands for.
And I know him, too. Yeah.
And what he does
and
for children.
You want him out? You know him? You want him out?
No, I know him. And I reviewed his book for him, Framed. I'm on the back cover of it. But he's wonderful. And
he's amazing.
He should definitely be in.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go quickly through the top 10, and we'll leave a tease for the next time, because I think most of them will stay in when you're in the top 10. But next show that we do this, and it's going to be in a few weeks, we need to go through the order because I think it needs a little rearranging. So number 10 is Dov Charney. He may be. Well, let me ask you about Dov Charney. You want him out?
Out.
Ben?
Yeah.
Are you American? I mean, he was accused of some Me Too stuff.
Yeah, I think Dov's got to be out.
Out.
Bye. Bye.
I'm Bye, voting Dov. That he just goes lower. Ken Starr.
I know Ken. I love him.
Okay, he was a good guest. We'll keep him in. Tom Mesereau has been on a
love,
few times.
Absolutely
love,
stays.
Love.
I love him.
Yeah, absolutely stays. So,
I heard him speak recently in Culver City. He was great. Century City, great.
I covered the whole Jackson trial. He's brilliant. I mean, Cindy, one of the best lawyers, if not the best.
Cindy Crawford.
Love her.
She was actually listed as a witness in my trial this week.
Really?
On my side, she was one of my, it was a Malibu PCB exposure case.
Yes.
She pulled her kids out of the Malibu High School, mm-hmm. and I represented a lot of the teachers who have gotten sick because of that. So she was a witness, but wasn't called. Gloria Allred.
Of course.
Love.
Of course.
Fields. Do you know Burt Fields, Ann?
No, I don't. Okay. I never know of him. He's got a great reputation.
Yeah. Floyd Abrams?
That's Dan Abrams' dad. He's like brilliant.
Yeah. First Amendment attorney. Ben, have you heard of Floyd Abrams?
I have not heard of Floyd Abrams.
Okay, do some research.
A genius.
Alan Dershowitz. Now, that may be some controversy for the next time.
Yeah.
I know Alan. I'm supposed to be doing a debate between Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr as a moderator. But I know there's some controversy, but I don't believe it. But that's just me. I mean, Dershowitz, I think, is brilliant.
Yeah, and Gloria Allred, who was on our show a couple weeks ago, said the same thing, that she felt he was brilliant. Jerry Spence and Effley Bailey, I don't think we need to even ask. Legends.
I know Spence. I went to the trial college in Wyoming.
But but Bailey cannot be number one anymore. I think he needs to be on the list. But
Foreshadow for next time. Effley Bailey, number one, yes or no? Anne?
Yes.
No.
No.
No, we have to tell you the new ones. Wait, can we wait the number 15 that might come on?
Okay, the ones that might get in there for the next time. We only have a minute here. Michael Medved, Cindy Garvey, Jose Baez, Ike Sorkin, Tracy Tudor, Charlie Korsmo, the Wilds family. We'll talk about them. Melissa Rivers, Dennis Prager, Ben Stein, Ben Nemtin, Robert Shapiro. He'll get in there.
Yeah.
Kimmy Fields, Tootie. Gretchen Carlson was a great interview. Check it out.
Laura Wasser.
And Ben Mycelis.
Let's go.
We got
Let's
1 minute.
Go.
You will not want to miss part two of the top 40. I want to thank Ben Mycelis, Melissa Lefkowitz.
Lefkowitz.
That's cool. Lefkowitz.
No.
It's all good.
Lefkowitz. Carrie Kasem.
Yeah. And Bremner's on the phone.
And Ann Bremner. Thanks for being with us.
Can we just have him wrap the top 40 again?
Wrap us up.
Yeah. Wrap the top 40.
Ready? It's the Gervy top 4-0. Who's going to stay? Who's going to go? We're going to cut them like casserole. Alan Carey, it's your show.
Woo! Yes!
We'll see you next time.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.